Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Dr. Sheila Patel at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about political freedoms and mental health and the number one killer of children and teens in America and how we can reduce that number, how we can take care of that. 5 ways on how helicopter and snowplow parents are affecting their children. Dr. Sheila Patel will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Your calls in our next segment, as always, at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the websites have the Youngevity products, have the Youngevity business opportunity that you link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. And we want to hear from you. If you are an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you like the world of nutrition and health, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, the Youngevity business opportunity is something that you least want to think about. If you're interested, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also order products directly off the website as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And Dr. Sheila Patel coming up at the bottom of the hour. Hopefully your calls, 844-236-6010, in our next segment. So, we have been talking about some woo-woo stuff on The Bright Side, and I am fully aware of that. I know yesterday we had a spiritual counselor, a gal who calls herself a spiritual counselor, and we've had folks talking about metaphysical aspects of health and wellness. And, you can call them spiritual, I suppose, but really what I call them is quantum. Yes, quantum. There's a very important relationship between consciousness, which is really what spirituality is all about, elevated consciousness, and quantum physics. I consider them to be almost synonymous. So if you're out there and you're thinking that this whole idea of metaphysics or spiritual healing is kind of woo-woo and kind of out there and not really recognized or not really scientifically valid or accurate, you should guess again. Because the electrical phenomena of the body, which has been recognized for a decade and a half, or a century and a half, maybe even earlier. Probably the middle of the 19th century was really recognized. Middle of the 19th century, the 1800s, it was really recognized that there was electricity involved in the body in terms of neurology mostly. But we didn't know about the quantum nature, the electron nature of the body until, of course, quantum physics came around. quantum physics has only been with us for about 120 years or so, or depending on how you look at it. But over the last 20 years, maybe 25 years, a specialty in biology called quantum biology has become a thing. There are actually books you can get at Barnes & Noble, just not even textbooks, just pop books. Books for lay people that talk about quantum biology. Check out the book Life at the Edge. Yes, quantum biology. Biologists now recognize that the body is the end result of a quantum phenomena. Quantum phenomena. They actually call it the biofield. Yes, the biofield. That's exactly what it's called. And it's not just called that by woo-woo practitioners. It's called that in peer-reviewed journals. Dr. Beverly Rubick. The biofield hypothesis, its biophysical basis and role in medicine. Quote, this paper provides a scientific foundation for the biofield, the complex, extremely weak electromagnetic field of the organism hypothesized to involve electromagnetic, here's the key word, folks, bioinformation. I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit. Bioinformation for regulating homeodynamics. It's a fancy way of saying controlling the body. Regulation is the body's responsiveness. Bioinformation via quantum phenomena is used to control the body's responses to the environment. And when we're sick because of some kind of dysfunction in regulation and responsiveness. All chronic disease is a regulation issue, a responsiveness issue, and responsiveness and regulation are about information. And information in the body is controlled by quantum phenomena. We'll talk about how that happens. It's not really that complicated, really. If you can kind of get over the strangeness of the quantum world, then, man, is it strange. Things appear and disappear from nowhere. Things are in two places at once. Things go through walls without going through walls. In other words, they start on one side of the wall, and then magically they're on the other side of the wall. That's called tunneling. Things that are connected with each other are connected with each other forever, even after they're separated. That's called entanglement. All of these are parts of the body. All of these are how the body works. And when we're sick, something's wrong at that level. This is from a health perspective, this is called quantum healing or quantum health. And it's not only a point of view that's ignored by mainstream medicine, but it's actually laughed at. There are probably people laughing at me right now. I was watching an old interview of Deepak Chopra on YouTube from the 1990s. I think it was 1980s or 1990s. It was by Richard Dawkins. You may have heard of Richard Dawkins. He's a very famous, classically trained evolutionary biologist. He's the guy who gave us the term meme from memetics, from a book that he wrote in the 1980s or 90s, I believe, called The Selfish Gene. He's a totally standard, classically trained biologist. He's very dismissive, like many other mainstream scientists, of everything we're talking about here today, about how the body works from a theoretical perspective as well as from a practical perspective. These doctors, these scientists, these people who give us the mainstream medical model are reductionistic. They break everything down to its parts. They don't see the emergent phenomena, the things that come out of the body as a whole. Anyway, in this interview, Dawkins is super skeptical. He's talking to Deepak Chopra about quantum healing, quantum health, quantum biology, and Deepak's being very humble. And fairness, Richard Dawkins being very nice. But you can tell he's really dismissive of it. And Deepak Chopra's talking about the quantum world and its responsiveness to observation. In other words, when we see something, this is where consciousness plays a role in how the quantum world in our body or anywhere shows up. When we see something, we affect it. The famous double slit experiment, I'm not going to go into that right now, but the famous double slit experiment, well-known experiment, showed that when something observes a quantum phenomena, it changes. That's entrenched quantum science. Nobody doubts that. When you look at something, you change it. And nobody doubts that. That alone should tell you that there's going to be some kind of quantum nature to health and healing. And I understand on a program where I'm supposed to be talking about nutrition, it might be a stretch to think of biology and health associated with quantum phenomena that involves consciousness. Nonetheless, if we're going to be honest, and if we want to empower ourselves, most importantly, if we want to empower ourselves to be able to address our health challenges, our longevity, we've got to move past this old biological reductionist model that focuses on biochemistry and organs and tissues and dismisses the real nature of the body, which is quantum. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. 6010 is our number. Sheila Patel with us at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 844-236-6010. if you want to get on board. Dr. Sheila Patel coming up at the bottom of the hour. We are going to talk about how to make peace with yourself, inner turmoil, and how to make peace with yourself. What freedom are you willing to lose to take away one from someone else? Interesting. Number one killer of children and teens in America, and how we mitigate it. Five ways that climate change makes an impact on our children, and five ways helicopter and snowplow parents are affecting their children. I know what helicopter parents are. I never heard of snowplow parents. We'll have Dr. Sheila Patel tell us about that at the bottom of the hour in your calls. Next segment, 844-236-6010. So I was watching this this YouTube video, Dr. Richard Dawkins, you may have heard of him. He's a very famous evolutionary biologist, and he's really famous for being a skeptic. And that's his claim to fame, is he's very skeptical of quantum biology and bringing things in like consciousness and spirituality, and probably even, he hasn't said this, but I'm guessing even mental and emotional kinds of issues when it comes to how the body develops for better or worse, how it shows up for better or worse. And he is a pretty brilliant guy, I have to say, and he's very polite in this video. But you can tell that he's really dismissive of Deepak Chopra's quantum healing philosophy. He actually has a book called Quantum Healing that he wrote back in the 80s, and another one called Quantum Body, which just came out. Actually came out about a year ago, I guess. The New Science of Living a Longer, Healthier, More Vital Life. I'm actually reading it right now. The whole nature of the quantum relationship to health and wellness or disease or how the body shows up has to do with information. It's all about information. When the system here's the thing. What makes the body's quantum nature so important, so interesting and fascinating, and so relevant for health is the fact that at the tiniest levels, that's all quantum means, the tiniest levels, everything is coherent. Now, that is an amazing concept. Everything is pointing the same way. That's what coherence can be thought of. All of these countless, there's more electrons and protons and quantum pieces, subatomic particles in the body. There are probably stars in the universe and sands, grains of sand on the beaches of all the planets in the universe. If there's planets, beaches, that is, I suppose. In any case, all of these particles are aligned. They're quantumly coherent when they're healthy. When everything's working appropriately, everything's coherent. This is so important for two reasons. Number one, it means a slight disturbance will distort the information. And number two, we have done nothing but destroy our environment and all of the ways we have interacted with the body through food over the last 150, 200, 500, maybe 10,000 years, from the way the system was built and evolved over the course of millions of years. We're disturbing the body at the most fundamental levels, which is the quantum coherence, the information level. See, when a system is coherent, it's in a form. It has a shape. Coherency implies a shape. Incoherency is scattered. It's random. There's no shape, unless you consider randomness a shape. The shape of the coherent nature of the body means it's in a form. When something's in a form, it's information. Get it? Information. The body's an information system. This is called information medicine. And if you understand what I'm talking about, you're on the cutting edge. You're at the tip of the spear. And if you think this is woo-woo, you're... gotta wait a little bit. You gotta wait a couple of lifetimes, maybe, or at least one, because this is going to be the way medicine is handled in the next probably 50 to 100 years. Medicine is going to be information medicine, and disease will be recognized as distortions in the information field. And I know this might sound weird to some people, but if you're going to be healthy, you gotta understand the body at that level. Now, how is it that we interact with the body at the biofield or the quantum level or all these subatomic levels, which we know are important? Well, first of all, consciousness plays a very important role. As you think, it says in the Bible, as you think, so you will be. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he will be. Everybody, all great teachers of metaphysics or self-help or philosophers who want to make the world a better place recognize that when you think, your world changes as you think. And this is where this is the science of it. So you may think the secret, you know, that thing that came out a couple of years or maybe 10 or 15 years ago, the secret is all woo-woo, but if you understand the biofield and you understand the quantum nature of the body, it's not so woo-woo anymore. So that's the first thing we got to do, is got to work on our consciousness. I have a friend, he's probably listening to this program, and he's having problems with his eyes. He's blind. He refuses to believe that his consciousness or his awareness has anything to do with it. And he calls me up every week, asks me for the latest drops he could put in his eye and the latest whatever, you know, supplement he could take or herb he could take. He heard. I said, sir, I'm not going to tell you his name. I said, sir, you got to work on your consciousness. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get his eyes back, but the body will become healthier as the consciousness becomes healthier. Also, nutritional supplementation does work at that level. You know, I talked a couple weeks ago about my True Skin Health products. My True Skin Health products all work, and by work I'm talking about creating a positive change in the skin because they're working at that level, at the quantum level. That's how supplements work. Supplements work at the quantum level. That's how vitamins work. That's why how micronutrients work. Micronutrients work by facilitating communication and information at the quantum level. They recohere incoherent systems. They recohere decoherent systems. Systems that are out of coherence are recohered. If you want to think about coherence in a way that everybody recognizes, think of lasers. When something is coherent, when light is coherent, it has power. In fact, you're not going to be able to do surgery with your incandescent light bulb, but you turn it into a laser, and all of a sudden you can do all kinds of things, including surgeries, including playing your CDs, or if you have CDs anymore, including all kinds of things that go on in computers. Lasers, and for that matter fiber optics, are all about coherent light. See, when light is coherent, it has completely different properties from decoherent or incoherent light. Incoherent light just kind of, you can read with it, but you're not going to do any work with it. But once you make those rays coherent, all that energy that's coming off the light bulb coherent, you create this massively more valuable tool. Guess what? The same thing is true about water. Incoherent water, you can drink it, and it can maybe be used to drive a mill or make a steam engine work. But in the body, when it's coherent, all of a sudden you have a semiconductor. You have a semiconductor that's like a computer. All the water becomes a computer chip in the body. That's 70% water everybody talks about. That's a massive information processor. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. I'm getting blown away by how cool this is. Hope you are too. Anyway, we'll continue this discussion on our next Bright Side episode. Dr. Sheila Patel coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order CardioFX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with a mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico compiuto l'altra sera a Mosca.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia.
This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. There's a search box you can use if you want to review a subject or share one with a friend or a loved one. You could also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, also our videos, news stories, and blog posts page, which is up at criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of a billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. Truly a win-win business opportunity for entrepreneurs or entrepreneurially minded, not everybody for sure, but the entrepreneurially minded who are out there who are looking for a good win-win business opportunity that can be where they can make money and they can also make a difference in people's lives. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. I'm happy to help you build your business personally. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a peek at our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical or post-traumatic scarring, for post-burn scarring, prevention of post-burn scarring, for acne, for dry skin, for aging skin. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100%. Active and functional ingredients, topical nutritional supplements, and transdermal delivery systems that get those nutrients to the cells. If that sounds intriguing to you, you are a smart consumer and you're a smart listener. And I know my Brightside listeners are smart, so that should be intriguing to you. It's novel, it's innovative, and it works. And you can go online and you can check out our reviews. Head over to Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest this evening. Dr. Sheila Patel is has been a practicing psychiatrist for over 25 years, and she feels like it's important, imperative, for all Americans to recognize societal ills, to take responsibility for healing themselves, and change the destiny of Americans' life for future generations. That could be the Brightside Philosophy's mission statement. And I'm very excited to talk to Dr. Sheila Patel. Please welcome Dr. Sheila Patel to the Bright Side. If I can get you going on here. There you are. Hey, Sheila.
Hey, Ben. Thank you so much for inviting me to your show.
Yes. Thank you for doing what you're doing. I fully believe that there's an underappreciated and very important relationship between societal ills, as you say, and health and wellness, or the lack thereof. Agreed?
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for understanding that. And you're a medical doctor actually saying that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good for you. So I believe the medical model is starting to catch on. The folks, if you were talking about this 30 years ago, people would not have recognized your seriousness as a healthcare professional as much as they do today, right? Things are changing.
Well, sadly, mental health was seen as asylums and for the very sick to be locked up. But now I think we've really learned to recognize that a lot of the day-to-day mental health issues like anxiety and depression and how much chaos it causes in everybody's daily lives.
Yeah, what if we had a culture where we didn't have these artificial stressors? Because in reality, we live in a time where our comfort level should be epic through the roof compared to how we lived 100 years ago or 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 years ago. Like, look at all the comfort we have today, but yet we have all this stress that is, manufactured.
Well, I think that a lot of the problems we want to create for ourselves, and if we don't keep looking for solutions and everybody practicing to do things the right way, then they're going to continue to have these problems. And like you say, mental health is one of those things that has really skyrocketed over these last few years. I hate to say it, but the statistics are just staggering.
Staggering.
One in five adults, one in six children, and one in 20 having very serious problems.
Yeah, that's very serious, Dr. Patel, but I would say one out of every two or two out of every three have some degree of mental health issues. Would you agree?
Probably. Like I say, the people that they're looking at with one in five and one in six are probably the ones that are looking for help. But you're right, that majority of the people are
the majority
something. Yes.
Even if it's just mild anxiety, insomnia, depression, that kind of thing, or they're medicated and they just go about their business and they live this half life as half a human or half a person, right? We're missing out all of the potential joy and excitement and adventure of being a human being because of really, I think, fear. Do you think, Dr. Patel? Do you think it's fear based? Is that at the bottom? At the bottom, that's what it is.
Well, it depends on what they have been taught from childhood. They can't be any forward movement if they're really reluctant to try challenging things or new things, or they have a real paralyzing fear of failure or disappointing others. So it really depends on you know, what kind of messages they've had from their parents or the other adults in their life through their childhood.
I think that's a really, really interesting point, because I would say it is about parenting and childhood. The whole thing is about parenting and childhood. I don't want to be extreme, but I think that's what it's all about. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that the child who lacks confidence, you know, is going to be held back in all areas of their life. I mean, if they don't learn as a teenager or as a youth to move forward, to talk to strangers, to show themselves that they are confident, move forward, ask questions that are age-related, then, you know, these are the kids that are going to go to college and they don't succeed. They, you know, 14% of college kids are dropping out. They don't fit in. They have a fear of anxiety and, you know, they're just very anxious. And what happens, you know, a lot of them turn to drugs. They turn to alcohol for self-medication, just as your ad was saying just before the show started. And it's so sad to see that many people who could be very functional tend to turn to these dysfunctional ways of coping.
Okay, so we got a problem. We know we got a problem. We could say the problem, and I think it is from parenting and from childhood. And we have a problem at the micro level, that is at the individual human level, but also at the macro level, right? The emergent
Exactly.
Societal, right? And it's derived. The societal problem is derived from the pieces. It emerges out of the pieces. So that's the problem. I say it's parenting. You seem to agree, and I've always thought it was parenting. Although I think we all have responsibility to, you know, it's never too early to have a good, or it's never too late to have a good childhood, as they say. You know, you can always do things as an adult that will mitigate or have you perceive your challenges as a youth as things to grow from.
Right. I mean, most people think that parents are the only ones who are the adults in their life to teach the children. But, you know, it falls on parents, coaches, teachers, responsible adults that may have some kind of influence on the child. But the bottom line is that the child has to be receptive. And to make the child receptive, that's the function of the parent to gear the child to that.
Yeah, I 100% agree. All right, we've got to take a break. We've identified the problem. I want to hear about the solutions, Dr. Patel, because I know you got some good solutions. We're talking to Dr. Sheila Patel. She's a practicing psychiatrist, and we're talking about the relationship between childhood development, I suppose, and mental health, and ultimately societal ills. Dr. Sheila Patel and me on the bright side. We'll have more from Dr. Patel right after this.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Sheila Patel. By the way, Dr. Sheila Patel's got a couple of interesting books. I want to get to talking about your books here before we have to leave. U.S. Fractured, U.S. Unhinged. Dr. Sheila Patel is a psychiatrist. So, Dr. Patel, we talked about the problems. What do you do? It seems like, is this intractable? It seems like it's the curse of the generations where parents pass it on to their kids, pass it on to their kids, pass it on to their kids. How do you break the cycle of this kind of poor parenting and leading to mental health challenges, leading to more poor parenting and then more mental health challenges? This kind of seems like a downward spiral.
Sadly, you know, you're right there. But one of the things that we have to understand is that children are only going to feel confident in themselves if it's a stable environment. It is so imperative for adults in their life to model the right kind of behaviors. That's why, like you say, if the parents themselves are dysfunctional, they're going to give rise to dysfunctional children. If there's unhappiness in the home, then the children are going to be unhappy. They're the ones that are going to run away or turn to drugs or alcohol.
Burn down the house. Shoot the school.
That's right.
Yeah, all
that's
that.
Exactly. Or the shootings at school and everything else.
Yeah, all the shootings at schools. Yeah.
So what do? We have to have positive role modeling. That is so important because children learn by watching.
Where?
They don't learn by being told what they should do. They need to watch the adults, you know, how they are dealing with frustration. What are they doing when they're angry and upset? And, you know, teach the children how to deal with these difficult situations. They need to be talked to by adults as far as how to be assertive, to try and deal with things more positively. You know, our politicians are not doing us any favors at all with them constantly fighting, showing humiliating behaviors. And this is what kids are exposed to. And
that's
what the parents are responding to.
Yes.
And so one of the things is...
That's the problem. What's the solution?
The solution is that the adults have to start being more realistic to start with. They have to make up their minds what is logical and what is not. one of the things that the parents are doing these days also is what we call helicoptering or snow plowing. You know, they're taking away all the obstacles in the way of their children.
Mm.
And what they do is that they make excuses for the way they behave. They say, oh, you know, they have homework, they have sports. And so they're not teaching them that there are life skills. They have to learn how to deal with day-to-day problems as well as the frustrations. They have to move forward. They have to learn how to look at the future. What do they want to do? How do they want to proceed? They have to talk to their children about cyberbullying, about being physically bullied. You know, they have to be able to take the children and say, hey, enough of social media. You know, don't have your face in the phone all the time. How is the child presenting themselves? Are they standing up straight? Are they looking, making eye contact? Are they half listening to you because of the phone? And, you know, a lot of this starts in childhood. There are several things you shouldn't say to your kids, like, you know, why can't you do anything right? Why can't you do the simple thing? What happens is that the children tend to internalize those messages and they start believing it. And instead, you might want to say, hey, we agreed to do something in a certain way. What happened? Another thing is, you know, they're always, don't compare. Parents, you know, when you get frustrated or they always say, why can't you be more like your brother or your sister or another child? That makes the child feel inadequate. They will not also want to have a relationship with their siblings if the parents are always comparing them. Instead, say something like, hey, I'm feeling frustrated. You know, let me help you figure this out. Let's see what's going on with you. You know, parents, when they get upset, they say things like, you're never going to be able to do that. You know, it limits their abilities of the children to learn. They become fearful of trying new things. So instead, they need to say, hey, you know, let's see how you can achieve your goals. Let's talk about, you know, things and how you can move forward more in a positive way. Parents or, you know, even teachers may say, you never do anything as I say. You don't listen to me. Again, children tend to internalize those problems. And then they feel like they're not capable of following directions. Instead of that, you know, start off with something positive, saying, hey, usually you're a good listener. You seem to be having some problems listening this time. You know, what's going on? Things like, you know, when parents are upset, they say, oh, you make me so mad. And what do children want? They want to be loved. They don't, you know, they don't want to feel unwanted. And so these are so many things that, you know, we automatically say when we're angry and upset. And we all need to step back and say, hey, is this helping the child move forward or not? Same thing is, you know, you have to validate their feelings when they say things like, oh, it's not scary or stop crying. And what happens is that the children feel like, you know, they can't express themselves. They feel like, you know, whatever they're feeling is not accurate. You know, parents often say, I don't know why I bother with you, when they're so frustrated with them. And that's what makes the kids feel unwanted. They feel like they don't have any value. When parents accuse them of not trying hard enough, the children feel like it's putting pressure on them. It increases their level of shame, that, you know, whatever they're trying is not their best. And lastly, you know, when parents say, well, I do everything for you and this is how you treat me. And that's what we call conditional love. You know, one of the things is that you have to set limits with the children. There have to be consequences. Because even now, you know, when the children get away with acting absolutely atrociously or disrespectful to the parents, and they're allowed to get away with that, what happens is that they'll go out into the community and they'll think it's an okay to behave that way. They have to have limits set at home, that this is not the okay way of behaving. They have to understand that if they do this at home, they're going to do that in public. And is that the way children should be raised and should act like that? I mean, we hear so many stories about college kids, the way they deal with the college professors, you know, when they have guest speakers coming in, and the and the college kids are heckling and being so so negative.
Yeah,
and
I know
it's not to stop.
Doc, listen, I hate to break this to you. Let me check this out. I was just reading about how millennials who have Zoomers, you know, they're Zoomers, Gen Z they call them.
Right.
The millennials,
right? Right.
And I was just reading how the millennials are really making a mess of Gen Z. And Gen Z, you know what I'm talking about here? The generations?
Yes,
the different generations?
Yes, yeah.
So they're talking about they're talking about the millennials are really messing up Gen Z, and Gen Z is one of the worst of all of the generations when it comes to all the things you're talking about, including like health like suicide and mental health challenges. Gen Z is really bearing the brunt of a lot of poor parenting from millennials. Have you heard this?
Oh, yes, definitely. Because, you know, the baby boomers are going to be spoiling the millennials.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine the amount of wealth that is going to be transferred over from the baby boomers to the millennials?
The millennials.
They're going to
go,
they're going to go through it. And so what, in turn, what they do is they're not going to have anything for these Gen Z kids. And then
it's not funny. Don't laugh. It's not funny. No, listen, though. It's not funny. Let me tell you why, though. That might not be exactly correct, because there's a lot of millennials. The millennial generation is a very large, it's like the baby, not, I don't think it's as big as the baby boomers, but it's a very big generation. So there's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot for the Gen Zers, I think. I think there will be stuff for the Gen Zers. But they were the ones who were raised with the iPhones and the iPads, like, from birth.
Yes.
They had, right? They always had, they never knew a world that was not connected in that way, in that, that internet kind of way. And I think that's going to have, you know, we could talk, I love that whole thing of generational theory. Are you familiar with this? Generational theory, they call it?
Like
how to generate. Yeah, it's really quite fascinating, and it's very relevant. Like you say, the college kids today, they're going to be entering the business world. Those hecklers, I wonder what that's going to mean.
You're right.
They're going to be entering the business world. I'd love to have you back on. Can you hang on the line here, Dr. Patel? I want to maybe get you back on and then say goodbye to you. Hang on the line, Dr. Patel. All right, that was Dr. Sheila Patel. A very interesting subject. Your books, by the way, U.S. Fractured and U.S. Unhinged. You can get them on Amazon. Dr. Sheila Patel. It's S-H-I-L-A-P-A-T-E-L. And that is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Until then, have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.